Are we good? Good to go? Now we're going to have a mini session. Okay. Because whenever Apostle takes overtime, I don't take the liberty to go overtime. Okay? That's called connection following divine order. Always remember, as long as the Apostle is standing up there, don't move till he moves. Even though we may say go to class, honor is you stay in position till the head man in authority walks out. Okay? Just training, right? Amen. So we welcome you, our online students, Roku students. Amen. So let us pray and let us get busy. Father, we thank you for this school of ministry. We thank you that it is like no other. For you have established this school to train us how to build in the spirit. We've seen enough of religion, tradition of men that have faltered. But thank you for apostolic government. We thank you for the apostle. We thank you for the apostolic call. We thank you that as instructors, we operate from that apostolic mantle. We thank you tonight for the Holy Spirit. He is the true teacher and the only teacher, for we know nothing except it was given to us from above. So as we dig deeper into moving into the gifts of revelation and prophecy, we thank you that the Holy Spirit himself will visit us, not only here on campus, but around the world. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let me say this. I realize that some of our online students, you may not have your books as of yet. So when I give a reading assignment, it's understood that if you don't have that book yet, then you, you'll be a little bit behind. Just pay attention to what I'm saying and you'll be fine. I'm not going to pull no tricks on you and put something out the book that you didn't read. That was for online, okay? All right, because, you know, you get letters. I say, oh, Jesus, amen. You're going to be good. All right, let us pick up from where we left off. I'm not going to go back and cover information what I covered last week, because you can actually go to the archives and visit that. But I want to start on page 2, moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. We started looking at spiritual ignorance, and we said that the cure for spiritual ignorance, number one, is revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge. Knowledge that is revealed to you by God the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is a revelator. See, now, you know, when you start talking about functioning in power, see, this is one thing I got to say. No matter how good we articulate stuff, the number one answer is, where is the power? Why do we preach this big God and see so little results? It's because the government of the church have not been aligned properly. And so with the aligning of the government, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, the church being built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, and all of us, we're supposed to be continuing an apostolic teaching. Now, I need to say this before I move further, because understand, when Jesus was training, he was training apostles. He chose 12 men to be with him. He ordained them to be apostles. They traveled with him everywhere he went. On special occasions, he would take Peter, James, and John. If you're a student of the New Testament, you know that. But after Jesus ascended, he left the apostles in charge. And if we are going to get it, we have to follow apostolic teaching. So if we follow properly, the power going to show up. You know, the gifts of the Spirit. Remember, Jesus told them in Acts chapter 1, he said, don't you depart from Jerusalem until you be endowed or endued with power from on high. See, because the Holy Spirit comes to empower us, watch this, to give witness to the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. That's what we are here for. We're not here for tradition and show. We're here that the kingdom of God may be manifest. The Bible says the kingdom is not in word only, but it's in what? It's in power. It's in the Holy Ghost. It's in much assurance. All right? So we cannot be ignorant of spiritual gifts. Now, you don't have the book, but 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14 is in the Bible. Amen. And, you know, one person asked a question about the meditation scripture. I want y'all to know I took my own test. Well, I mean, I want y'all to know I'm just not a teacher. I'm a student here. I'm taking all these classes you're taking. Apostolic strategies, all the classes available out there, all of them, first year and second year. Because you never stop growing. And you never stop learning. If you want to be connected properly to this school, even after you graduate, continue. You know, most businesses believe in continuing education. We got to go there. So the remedy for spiritual ignorance, number one, is revelation knowledge. Number two is following apostolic teaching. I'm not going to go back over that. I think we covered a little bit of that last week. Now, we talked about other hindrances to the operation of the gifts. Fear, intimidation. That's on page 3. Fear and intimidation. Most of us are afraid to flow in spiritual gifts. Because as I said last week, most of us who are familiar with speaking in tongues, that's all we knew. Get filled with the Spirit, speak in tongues. Once you speak in tongues, you done hung the moon and the stars and miss half your life. Because there are deeper levels. Now, I told you, I was raised in the COGIC. We tarried for the Holy Spirit. Once we got it, that was it. They say, you got it? You're supposed to. Yeah, that's it. But then we got over into Word of Faith and understood that not only are we to be filled with the Spirit, but it's a constant, continuous filling, you know, speaking, you know, praying in the Holy Ghost. But we left out the main part, flowing in the 9 manifestations of the Holy Ghost. That's where the supernatural come in. I want you to leave here with this mindset. When you study the scriptures from now on, everything that Jesus did, he did it. Watch what the Bible says in Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Remember that Jesus, first of all, was conceived and born of the Holy Ghost. Y'all remember that? That the angel, when he appeared to Mary, said that, Mary, you have been chosen to bring forth the Christ child. And when she asked the question, she said, how can this be, seeing that I know a man, know not a man? And the angel said, the power of the highest shall come up over you, shall overshadow you. And that holy thing which shall be conceived in you will be the child of God, or a child of the Holy Ghost. Y'all understand? Y'all remember when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan? The Bible says he went to John and said, John, I need you to baptize me. John said, hold up. I need you to baptize me. Jesus said, together we must fulfill all righteousness. Right? I need you to go on and baptize me. Submit to God's government. After Jesus was baptized, what happened? The Bible said the heavens opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descend upon him in the form of a dove. And John the Baptist, his forerunner, who was sent to be the preparer of the way, his instructions was, upon whom you see the Spirit of God descend and remain, that's the Son of God. And John said, and I saw the Spirit of God descend upon him. And I saw the Spirit remain upon him. And the one who told me that said, now this is my Son. And y'all know after that happened, what happened? The voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. You say, well, why are you taking us through all of this? Because you need to understand that Jesus did nothing in the earth realm because he was the Son of God. He did it because he was a man anointed by God, the Holy Spirit. So everything he did, he was functioning from these 9 manifestations of the Spirit. I mean, it was like regular. Today, we get excited about a word of knowledge. Jesus said, that belonged to you. See? Now watch this. Gifts, you're going to read this statement later on in the book. Gifts are not achieved. They are received. Most of us have been trying to achieve, work up to some spiritual you know, we got to be so spiritual. No, I told you the Corinthian church was the most carnal and the most fleshly church. Paul called them babies. He said, I can't even feed you with meat. You are yet babes. There's envying and there's strife amongst you. But then he made this statement, but you come behind and no spiritual gift. So that right away showed me that you don't, you know, in order to flow in the gifts, you understand, it's not about how spiritual you are. It's about how yielded you are. All right. Now, desire spiritual gifts. How many of y'all have ever had a strong desire to flow in the gifts? All right. Well, if you have, your cry going to be answered. Because until you desire to flow in the gifts, you'll think they're for somebody else. But the gifts belong to you. As a matter of fact, all of us, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says he divides severally to us as he wills. So you don't just operate in one gift. You have a gift mix. Flow in all of them. Never know which one you're going to need. Y'all with me now? I'm trying to get you. I want you to start desiring spiritual gifts. Pray in tongues every day. I pray every morning at 6 o'clock. Do I feel like getting up? No. That's the flesh. But once you get in the groove, baby, all suck it now. I'm just trying to show you. It works. I'm telling you, once you get in the prayer flow. Now, one thing you know about Apostle Thompson, he pray in the spirit. I mean, I'm about, look, there are times you don't even approach him because you can see he praying in the spirit. He praying in the spirit. Why? Building up himself. Building up himself on his most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. This is what will begin to open up the door for you to start flowing in these gifts. A strong spirit. A strong inner man. Y'all with me? I say you with me? Now, I don't have a lot of time, so, you know, I got to get in what I can get in. Now, it talks about not knowing what to do with what we have. Y'all see that? Y'all see that? It talks about types of ignorance. Not knowing what to do with what we have. You know, sometimes you can have a gift and don't know how to use it. Now, if you don't know how to use it, it's going to hurt you and other people. Amen? 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 Now, you know, I'm not, you know, when my wife married me, one of the things she should have known is I don't cook. Praise the Lord. And I'm not good with hammers and nails. Amen. So, you know, if you want the wall fixed, don't hire me. Because before I hit the nail, I'm going to bust up the wall. See, y'all at once. See, amen. Yeah, I can pick up the hammer. I can pick up a nail. But the proper use ain't picking up the hammer and the nail. It's knowing how to hit it and get your fingers out the way. All right? So when it comes to these gifts, you need to know what you have. These gifts belong to you. They belong to you. So in your prayer time, thank the Holy Spirit for being able to interpret what you're praying. Thank you. Then it goes on to say, we need to know how to maximize the uses of the gifts we have. Then we need to know how to what? Progressively develop our gifts. See, everything in the kingdom is progression. You don't get it all at one time. Faith is a progression. From faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. That's a progression. Grow in faith and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say progression. Progression. Well, when you start praying in the spirit, you start progressively growing where you can function in the spirit. Man, that's why Jesus walked around. Jesus makes them, I do always the things that please my Father. Then he turned around and said, I thank you, you always hear me. That's born out of a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Now, in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 13, and 1 Corinthians 14, you will notice that 1 Corinthians 12 deals with the nine manifestations of the Spirit. Chapter 13 talks about the main motivation for functioning in the gifts. And the main motivation is what? Love. 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 Not, see, because I guess I came out of a Pentecostal church and then I went to Word of Faith, I've seen a lot of stuff. I'm not a little novice. Been around a little bit. I remember this one particular lady, she prophesied to so many people, she had it wrong so many times. I just really wish somebody would say, could you please be quiet? This ain't the Lord, this you. Matter of fact, she was prophesying to me. She saw me, she said, you was going to marry this little girl. She said, I saw y'all at the altar. She said, this young lady mad with me today because of her prophecy. I ain't going to get no help up in here. That wasn't a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom. That was just a false prophetess going wild. Because she did. She told me, she said, oh, the Lord said this. I said, the Lord couldn't have been talking to you. Because she vanilla, but she ain't my vanilla. The girl I'm about to marry, I've been with her since the fifth grade. So I don't know where she come from. She was in the church. Amen. But understand, she wrecked that girl's life. That girl mad with me won't speak to me today. Ain't my fault. Glory to God. The person I was supposed to marry, I told her when I was 10 years old, I'm marrying you. Look at y'all. Y'all looking at me. Ask my brother. He know. He right over there. He can tell you I'm still with the same girl. 34 years. Praise the Lord. Look at y'all. Married 34, been with a 44. Ain't no stopping us now. We on the go. All right. Now, 1 Corinthians 12. See, chapter 13 is the motivation for functioning in spiritual gifts must be love and not to prove that you are spiritual. All right. Then listen to this. All prophecy need to be judged. Okay. Then in 1 Corinthians 14, it really talks to you that when you start flowing in the spiritual gifts, all of them piggyback off of prophecy. That's why Paul was so strong in 1 Corinthians 14, telling us about, you know, though you speak in tongues, desire rather that you may prophesy. Because when you speak in an unknown tongue, you edify just yourself. But when you prophesy, you're blessing the whole body. All right. Then as we get farther, you're going to find out that every other gift, the other six, flow on prophecy. That's me this week. Glad you didn't do that this week because I was going to have to jack you up. All right. I'm glad. I know you did. Amen. But that's me this week. So let me pull it out. See, y'all, when you operate under apostolic government, never take anything for granted. This is a privilege, what we do. And as students, sometimes the apostle going to go over, but it's worth it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Every class here is connected to apostolic strategies. So rather I get to teach 5 minutes a night, I can sit in there all night long like Lionel Richie. Somebody say, you quote him a lot. Yeah, he was one of my favorites. Amen. All right. I got a few more minutes. Make sure I don't go a minute over 8:45. If not, I'm going to throw something at you. Keep the clock on. See, I need that because I set it 5 minutes. Now, look. The last few minutes we have. Gifts, love, or both. Y'all see that in your books?
Yes.
Gifts, love, or both. See, a lot of time, this is why some people don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Because they say, love, we have that which is perfect. We don't need the gifts. Really? We need the gifts. We need the gifts. And it's not one versus the other. They both are to go together. Because the reason for functioning in the gifts, the motivation should be love. Because somebody's life going to be blessed. Y'all with me now? So, it says gifts, love, or both. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 teaches us gifts are not what? An option. Even though we have what?
Love.
Love is the motivating force for the operation of gifts. Love is the what? Motivating force. That's why Paul said, I speak in tongues with more than all of you. Amen. But when I'm in your presence, I'd rather speak in a language that you can understand me than to stand up here and speak in tongues. Now, y'all know the church has been unbalanced in this. Oh, come on. Y'all don't want to keep it real now. See, the church has been unbalanced because the Bible says, if an unbeliever walk in, everybody talking in tongues and nobody interpreting. Imagine how you felt the first time you showed up. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'd be wondering if something wrong with y'all, too. Amen. I've seen a lot of people go, man, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm here. Matter of fact, 6 o'clock prayer had a young lady. You know, 6 o'clock in the morning is not a public service. It's a corporate special time of prayer. And we come to pray in the Spirit. But she did a drive-by. And she was looking like a cow out of a gate. I said, oh, Lord, if I don't get this woman now, if I don't reach her now, she ain't going to ever want the things of God. So I stopped prayer just to minister to her. You know, within 10 minutes, that lady was filled with the Holy Ghost, talking in tongues, got so drunk, mopped up the floor to the other side. After she got up, I said, go clean my carpet. But I'm saying, because I took the time to explain to her that this is for you as a believer, versus just continuing in prayer and having her to walk out of there not knowing what she was experiencing. Love, say love did that. So love is the what? Motivation. Motivating force for operating, or the operation of gifts. Gifts are to flow through the atmosphere and the motivation of love. All right. Love is the motivation, but power is that which brings the accomplishment of what he desires in his love for us. Now, that's on page 5. And the reason that statement is made, when you start thinking about love versus the gifts, see, I could love you, but I need the power to show you that I do. Y'all understand that? Y'all, huh? It's like, you know, when you get married, he can say love you all you want, but you better have some money. Love is never in word only. You got to have some money to show a woman how much you love her. Oh, y'all kind of quiet up in here. Amen. Yeah, you got to have some money. Well, yeah, women like nice stuff. Women like plenty of stuff. Brothers, where y'all at? Y'all going to help me in here? Get rid of that budget conscience. We follow an apostle. He believe in what I'm saying. You know, now, God love us, but when you sick, love going to heal you. Time is up. See y'all next week.